SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The Trump White House is ramping up its criticism of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
President Trump has long derided news coverage he doesn't like as fake news, and he's filed multiple lawsuits against news organizations. Now his staff has established a hall of shame for journalists it finds guilty of media bias, and it's calling on everyday Americans to participate with their own examples of where they consider journalists to be unfair. The White House launched a web portal to spotlight bias and already flagged the Boston Globe, CBS News, and The Independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Minnesota is currently facing a significant fraud scandal involving a COVID area child nutrition program where some $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated, primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is thankful that the president is highlighting the scandal.
I know that the Department of Health and others here in Washington are really starting to pay attention, but I'm complaining about it because we have known about this in Minnesota for 3 years. No one nationally, until Donald J. Trump said something about the Somali fraud, nobody was covering it. Nobody was actually talking about how bad this is.
The FAA has launched a probe into U.S. Airlines over flight cuts during the government shutdown.
The agency is looking into whether U.S. Airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the government shutdown. The FAA has warned airlines they could face fines of as much as $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. The 43-day federal shutdown that began October 1st led to long delays as unpaid air traffic controllers missed work.
This is SRN News. A new poll paints a picture of Black America's faith. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that Black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
A liberal group is targeting two Senate Democrats and an independent senator who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them. However, Demand Justice is targeting only senators who are not up for re-election next year. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, and Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. The NFL has mandated that playing surfaces for all stadiums meet new standards by 2028.
The playing surfaces at every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. NFL Field Director Nick Pappas detailed the plans for the program on Thursday that will provide each team with, quote, a library of approved and accredited NFL fields, end quote, before the start of next season. The goal is to ensure consistent playability and reduce injury risk. Despite player preferences for grass, the NFL has no plans to mandate it, citing no significant injury differences between surface types. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Tom Hicks, the Texas businessman and philanthropist who owned two Dallas area professional sports franchises, has passed away at the age of 79. He was an English Premier League soccer team member. More details at SRNnews.com.